Welcome back, Dennis Stuckey's show. Generally, this is when we'd be starting the show, but we've been on since 3 today. So if you're just tuning in now, you've missed a lot of fun, and this is going to be our final hour today. We'll break it off at 6 o'clock, because then by that point here, Dockside, it gets pretty crazy, pretty loud. We've already had some bands playing on the stage here in the Quay parking lot throughout the afternoon, and the number of people down here really starting to pick up, and over the next hour or so, it's going to be a lot of fun down here, and we are Dockside, and joining us now is the race chair, Gary Schumacher. He's the man in charge of this 94th Bell's Beer Bayview Mackinac race. And I know, Gary, you get a lot of help putting on an event like this. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. We do get a lot of help. I have 167 volunteers, and they've been working diligently for the last week, trying to put all the pieces together. And we're getting ready to go for a sailboat race tomorrow.
You know, I don't want to have a sad note here, but you guys are one person short this year at Bayview. I think it would be remiss not to bring up Jerome Adams, who passed away.
Not at all. In fact, we have a great enlarged photo of Jerome in my car as we speak, and we're going to be taking it up to the island to have it at his usual station outside the VIP tent at the awards party. So we do miss Jerome. He's an icon of Bayview, and I think a lot of people are going to be taking their picture with him today or this year.
Yeah. For those that might not know, Gary, kind of explain who Jerome is and what he means to you guys.
Well, Jerome was the bar manager at Bayview Yacht Club. He started there in 1968. He was there for every major function, and he was just an iconic face. He's the face of Bayview Yacht Club. He's known for inventing the famous Hummer that has been served all around the world now, the Kahlua and ice cream drink that that he had, and everybody just really misses him.
Yeah, always a friendly smile, too. I would always see him up at the island, and he would always make sure to come over and make sure everything was going fine with our broadcast, and just really friendly, and he just kind of set the mood. He put everybody around him in a good mood.
Yeah, and it was almost like there were four or five of them, because you would see him around, and then he'd be somewhere else. How'd he get there?
Absolutely. Hey, Gary, let's talk about the relationship between Bayview Yacht Club and Port Huron Yacht Club. I'm going to assume you're going to be over at the big dinner tonight.
Well, I'm sitting in the parking lot outside the Port Huron Yacht Club right now. They invited me to come for their exclusive cocktail party. And I would say that our relationship between Bayview and Port Huron Yacht Club has never been better. I think that Jim Goldenbogen, the Commodore of Port Huron Yacht Club, who is an old friend of mine, by the way, we raced together in the 1971 Alpina race that used to start right off of Port Huron here. And Jim is a great guy, and our Commodore Brad Kimmel and him have made a really good relationship. I think that the future is bright for our two clubs.
You know, I started covering the race for the radio station in 1995, and I think we had 12 to 15 boats from Port Huron Yacht Club that sailed in the race. And in recent years, we've had as many as 30 to 32 boats sailing in the race. So I definitely know that at the Yacht Club, this is a big deal for everybody.
Well, when I'll be on the start boat tomorrow, and I have the last couple of years, and when we come back in after starting the fleet, the harbor at Port Huron Yacht Club is almost empty. It is, everybody's out racing.
How many have you raced?
It's really a great thing. I've raced 24. My first year was 1972, and I haven't sailed every year, if you do the math, but I'm waiting for that special ride for my 25th.
Absolutely. So, obviously, as race chair, you're not going out this year, I'll assume.
No, I'll be calling the starting line, and then we come in and drive up to the island tomorrow and get there tomorrow night so we can be ready on Sunday. But I don't think we're going to see any early Sunday finishers like last year. It's looking pretty light this year.
Yeah.
So I think that it's going to be a while.
Even still, it's not going to be like the first race I covered where boats were finishing on Wednesday while the party was going on.
Well, and I think that's because boats are so much faster now. It really is amazing how much faster that the boats are and how quickly they can get up the course. So even in the light winds, some of the high-tech big boats are still going to be moving. If they move at all, they do 6 knots.
You know, last year the big story was Earth Voyager against Arete, and then it kind of ended up fizzling out because neither boat finished the race. The big boys, the 70-footers, those are the ones that we expect to get there first. Is there a favorite in your mind?
Well, I think the first to finish honors are going to be between WindQuest, which is back this year, and Il Mastro, who set a new speed record, a new elapsed time record for last year. And it's going to be one of those two, I believe. The Transpac 52s are fast, but I don't think they can quite keep pace with Il Mastro and WindQuest. And the rest of the 70-footers are just a little bit off the pace from the TP52s. But we've got a great fleet of big boats this year. It's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, and boats like Il Mastro, they usually bring in the pro sailors. But that's the neat thing about your race. You get the professional sailors, the guys that do this for a living, and you get the families that come out there, and everybody's pretty competitive with each other.
Oh, absolutely. We have some families who've won a lot of Mackinac races, and the pros don't always win. They may get there first, but on corrected time, the family racers, we've got some very good amateur sailors in this race. And if you want, I do have a news scoop for you if you've got time. Something developed today that we just sent out an email broadcast and put it on Facebook. I was notified this morning that the United States Air Force will be conducting a bombing raid on Monday afternoon in northern Lake Huron. They'll be dropping inert bombs out of B-52 aircraft. And this is not a joke. We've been working all day on this story, and we've even talked to our congressman about getting this postponed, but it looks like it's going to happen. So we're notifying all the sailors that you can't be. There's a box in the lake that's right on the chart 14860, that is off 13 miles off of Thunder Bay, and it's a pretty big box. It's like 10 miles or 15 miles by 50 miles, and they're going to be dropping some Volkswagens into that box, so everybody's got to keep an eye out.
Wow. That's going to affect, what, mainly the Cove Island sailors, or will that affect the shore course at all?
Well, I think it can affect both of them. If the shore course boats find themselves a little bit offshore, they could be in that box, but we've made an arrangement with the Bristol Bay, which is the Coast Guard cutter that's escorting the fleet, and we've sent an email blast that you need to be out of that box by 2 p.m. on Monday, and if you aren't, the Bristol Bay will promptly escort you out of that box. That's their job.
Wow, that's a unique situation. Well, I'm assuming that the government doesn't check to see that anybody's putting on a regatta, but that's a new one that I've never heard of.
That was not on my to-do list today. Handle the bombs. That was not there.
So they kind of dropped a bomb on you.
They dropped the bomb on me. You got it. Fell right out of the sky.
All right. Gary, thanks a lot for doing this. I know you've been on the station a couple times today, but, hey, this is a big event, and we like to talk to the head guy in charge.
Well, thank you. We really appreciate the coverage. You guys have been great supporters of our race, and we think it's just going to be another fabulous 94th race that we're going to put on this year.
And we'll see you up at the island.
Okay, have a great day.
All right, you too. There's Gary Shoemaker, the race chair for this 94th Bell's Beer Bayview Mackinac race. That's 94 consecutive years. Started in 1925. They've done a race every year, and every single one of them has started right here in Port Huron. Take a quick break, and then we'll be back with more in a moment. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show, Dockside, today on AM 1380 WPHM.